Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be His kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
There is one body and one spirit.
There is one Lord and God calls to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Grant to us, Lord, we pray, the Spirit to think and do always those things that are right, and that we, who cannot exist without you, may by you be enabled to live according to your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eleazar of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no offspring, and so a slave born in my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, this man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, so shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm will be read in unison. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord. Happy the people he has chosen to be his own. The Lord looks down from heaven and beholds all the people in the world. From where he sits enthroned, he turns his gaze on all who dwell on the earth. He fashions all the hearts of them and understands all their works. There is no king that can save by a mighty army. A strong man is not delivered by his great strength. The horse is a vain hope for deliverance. For all its strength it cannot save. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon those who fear him, on those who wait upon his love, to pluck their lives from death and to feed them in time of famine. Our Lord waits. He is our help and our shield. Indeed, our heart rejoices in him. For his holy name we put our trust. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us as we have put our trust in you.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to set out for a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, he received power of procreation, even though he was too old, and Sarah herself was barren, because he considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one person, and this one as good as dead, descendants were born, as many as the stars of heaven, and as innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. For all these died in faith without having received the promises, but from a distance they saw and greeted them. They confessed that they were strangers and foreigners on the earth, for people who speak in this way make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Indeed, he has prepared a city for them. The word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. 'Abram was a good man. Abram believed in God, and when God told him to leave everything he knew and walk out into the desert, that God would give him a land of his own, Abram followed. Abram obeyed. And God brought him into a new and beautiful land, which we now call Israel today. But God made another promise to Abram. And for this promise, Abram had to wait. You see, more than land, more than anything else, Abram wanted a child. Most of us Americans do not understand the pressure and fear that people felt in biblical times about having children. You see, there were fewer people back then. To have a child meant to ensure the survival of the human race. It was that serious. Life was precarious out there in the desert. You never knew when anyone could die. And if you didn't have children, you could not be certain that life would continue after your own death. Today in America, most of us, not all cultures, but most of us, having kids is an option. In fact, on the cover of Time magazine this week, there is a picture of a man and woman lying on the beach with not a care in the world. And the title of the magazine is this: The Childless Life, When not having children means having it all. The childless life, when not having children, means having it all. So for many of us, heck, maybe it'd be easier not to have any. So we don't understand why Abraham suffered so much and was so afraid that he might not have a child. For Abram, it was a matter of life and death. You see, Abram picked a beautiful wife. Her name was Sarai. He loved her dearly. And God promised that they would have children, but years went by and nothing happened. Abram continued to wait while his hair grew gray. Sarai stopped having her monthly courses, and still nothing happened. Finally, Abram says to God, "What's going on here? I thought that you promised that I would have a child." And God takes Abram outside and says to him, "Look up in the sky. Can you count the stars? Your descendants will be as numerous as the stars." And still, Abram waited. Now, Abram didn't have a clue about how this was going to happen, or how God's promise would be fulfilled, he felt like his life was not working out the way he wanted it to work. He didn't have a clue, but he did have one thing. Abram had faith. What is faith? Faith is trusting in God, believing that God knows more than you about how to live your life, believing that God wants what is best for you, that God loves you, that your life will work out if you allow God to lead you. In the gospel, Jesus says, "It is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." God wants to give you the kingdom. And all you have to do is put your trust in him. Kyle Eidelman is a pastor of a big church, and he talks about moving houses, how the movers came and put all their furniture in the new house, and he decided that he needed to move his desk across his bedroom. Now, Kyle has one of those really big, solid oak desks. So he decided that he was going to have to push it all the way across the room. It was hard work. He pushed it a few inches and already he was sweating profusely. Kyle's 4-year-old son came into the room and said, "Dad, I'm going to help." "Oh, great," Kyle said. So his 4-year-old son got in front of him and pushed, and Kyle had his arms on either side of his son, and he pushed, and they both grunted and sweated and pushed it inch by inch. And then Kyle's son said, "Stop, Dad." And the little boy turned around and looked at his father, and he put his hands on his hips, his little hips like this, and he said, "Dad, you're getting in my way." Kyle laughed and realized that his 4-year-old son thought he was pushing the desk, and that his dad was just kind of getting in the way and grunting and sweating. And that's what we're like with God. We think that we are pushing our lives forward. We think that it's up to us to run the show. When in reality, you cannot take one breath without God. Not one breath. You do not have the strength or the knowledge to make your life work. It is God alone who gives you every moment, and God who directs and pushes the train of your life. C.S. Lewis wrote, and I quote, "If you do not give yourself to God, then you have no real self." If you do not give yourself to God, then you have no real self. In other words, God has got his arms around you, pushing your life forward, and all you need to know is that every obstacle you encounter, God already has his arms around it, God will move your life forward if only you would let that happen. We are going to baptize three wonderful kids today. Baptism is one of my favorite things in the world to do. After the child has been baptized, I will be able to take my finger and mark that child with the sign of the cross and say the words from the book of Revelation, which are, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever." In other words, you belong to God. God has made you and formed you and loves you. And from this moment onwards, God will lead your life. Now, there are three voices that these children will hear in their minds all during their lives. One voice is the voice of despair, and all of you have heard it. There will be moments of such challenge in your life that despair will say, "I hate me. I don't deserve to be here. I need to get rid of me." Abram felt despair when he said to God, "This is not working. I am an old man. Nothing is happening for me. Where is my son?" The second voice that you guys will hear in your heads is the fix-it voice. Fix-it says, "I'm not good enough. I need to fix me. It's up to me to fix my life." Now, when we try to fix our own lives without God in charge, usually we end up making a mess. Abraham heard the fix-it voice when he took his wife's slave and had a child with her, because he thought he could fix it. And he made an incredible mistake, which has affected us for generations. The final voice that you all will hear is the voice of your baptism. And parents and godparents, it is your job to remind them of this voice. The voice of God that says, "I love you and I will restore you. I made you and I will guide you. I have great plans for you. I want to give you the kingdom. It is my joy to fulfill your life." All you have to do is listen and wait and trust in me. You know, when God made these three children and each and every one of you, God took hundreds and thousands of atoms and brought them together in a dance, which is completely unique and will never again be repeated. It is your dance and yours alone. And did you know that for 3.83 billion years, that's longer than all of the mountains and rivers and oceans of this planet, for 3.83 billion years, your forebears were healthy enough and attractive enough to find a mate? on both sides, and they were healthy enough to generate offspring again and again and again for 3.83 billion years to make you. Don't you know that God has given you some forethought? How amazing and incredible and precious you are in God's eyes. I think of Abram standing there, an old man underneath the stars, putting his trust in some impossible notion that his children would be as numerous as the stars in the sky. Abram had no idea of how God would fulfill his promise. Abram had no idea of how his life would work out. But it did. And so it will too for you and for all those who put their trust in God. Amen. Are we ready? Are you ready, guys? Okay, let's come forward. We are blessed today to have some water from the Jordan River in Israel. Come on forth, everybody. Come on up. And so when we renew our baptismal vows, Father Perry and I are going to spray all of you with holy water. All right? This is an ancient practice called asperges, and it is designed to remind you of your baptism. Parents and godparents, are you ready? The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented.
I present Caitlin Rice Anderson to receive the sacrament of baptism.
I present Audrey Kenny Lanine and William Jackson Lanine to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Parents and godparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God?
I renounce.
Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God?
I renounce.
Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Savior?
I do.
Do you put your whole trust in his grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey him as your Lord?
I do.
Congregation, will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these children in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us stand and join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, and born of the Virgin Mary, who suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried.
believe in God, the Holy Spirit? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being?
I will.
Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. All children or anyone who wants to see better are welcome to come around the font. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it, you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who are here are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Name this child.
Caitlin Bryce.
Caitlin Bryce. You ready, sweetie? Okay. Caitlin Bryce, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Caitlin, stand right here, sweetie. There you go. Look at me. Caitlin Bryce, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good job. Name this child.
Audrey Jane.
Audrey Jane. Audrey Jane, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Audrey Jane, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Good work. Name this child.
William Jackson.
William Jackson. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. William Jackson, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit, you have bestowed upon these your children the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. May the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
I got it. You ready, Kate Bryce? Turn around and face everybody. Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. Audrey's made herself at home. She just took off her shoes. Here we go. Welcome, everyone. We're so glad you're here today. We hope that you will greet one another with the peace of the Lord and get to know one another. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew that you can fill out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad that you're here with us today. We have an acolyte and verger training, which is scheduled for Saturday. She can wander, it's all right. So see your bulletin, we're getting ready for a lot of wonderful fall programs. There's a greeter and usher refresher to be held next Sunday after the 10:30 service. We are going to be having a wonderful theme for our pledge drive this year, which is the family of God. And one of the things the church wants to do is to offer portraits, family portraits to you after church. So we have photographers here. If you'd like to get your picture taken after church, you can do that, either with your biological family or maybe with people from the church that you know and love. So you'll see a fellow with a camera after church taking pictures. We're all getting ready for Discovery Weekend, which is a weekend in which to become more engaged in the community and renewed in your faith. There's details about that weekend in your bulletin. And we're also getting ready for what's called Rally Day. August the 25th, Tolliver Hall will be full of booths in which members of different ministries will be sitting and able to talk to you about what they do and invite you to participate if you're interested. So don't forget Rally Day. Over a year ago, I noticed that our nursery needed some help. We want to make our babies feel welcome. That's extremely important. And so I asked a woman in our parish who runs our cathedral school if she would help me. Well, sure enough, she revamped the entire nursery, trained and hired and recruited new staff, and it is just beautiful down there. We have little pews. We teach the kids about the gospel. It is wonderful. So I want to say a special thank you today to Marlo Hunt. Marlo, you are a blessing to us. We have a gift for you. Come on. God bless you. Thank you for everything you do. And last but not least, we have a lot of kids that are going back to school very soon. If you're going to school anywhere from preschool up through college or graduate school, come on forward and let me give you a blessing. It can't hurt. Come on. All people who are going back to school. All right, good. Let's come in closer, guys. Move in, move in, move in. Come on, lots of room. Great. Good job. Good job. Great. Congregation, the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Father, we ask you, Almighty God, to bless all of these your children who at all levels will be learning. Open their hearts and minds, O Lord, that they may acquire knowledge and wisdom, that they may learn to serve you all the days of their life. Keep them well and focused and joyful. And bless them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go forth and do great work, guys. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your heart.
We lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile Earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again, you called us to return. Through prophets and sages, you revealed your righteous law. And in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace.
By his blood, he reconciled us. By his wounds, he healed me.
And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those in every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord. On the night he betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his friends, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name.
Risen Lord, be unto us and bring him to prayer.
Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit, your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many, because we all share. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you forever. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.